Let's talk about more from the NFL with Alan Donis. He is the president of National Lampoon and the author of Patron Saints, How the Saints Gave New Orleans a Reason to Believe, about the New Orleans Saints football team in the post-Katrina era and the city, born and raised in New Orleans as well. And Mr. Donis breaking on our air here, the whistleblower in the bounty scandal. Mr. Donis, welcome back to America's Radio News.
My dad on the show too?
Sorry, Alan. I'll go with Alan. So let's
go with Alan.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk about what's going on as the Saints this year will get back for the next season. Their beloved Sean Payton. I can imagine nobody happier about that. Well, maybe Mr. Payton, but you as well.
Oh, I'm delighted with it. I think the only person that comes to mind immediately who's not happy about it is Steve Spagnuolo, the former head coach of the St. Louis Rams and now the former defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. Sean's really first action when he got back was to get rid of Spags and announce that the Saints were going to a 3-4 defense. And really, I think all season he was watching that and just demoralized that this brand that he had built, this winning team that he had built. Sean likes to set records, but not the bad ones.
Yeah.
There's Drew Brees on one side of the ball setting offensive records and breaking records and doing all these wonderful things, and the defense is giving up the most points allowed, the most yards allowed, and that kind of stuff, and so that didn't sit well. So he's gone. I saw Sean the other night. He's in town. When you see him, Sean has always been, not dumpy, but not in the world's greatest shape, and he is fit and in shape. He's been running mini marathons and everything, and he is just busting and chomping at the bit to get back.
All right, I'm going to get into some X's and O's here before I let Rachel take over and talk about some of the things regarding the game and stuff. Going to a 3-4 defense, and maybe just because it's been a long time since I've played, and maybe I'm kind of just old-fashioned this way, or maybe it's reflective of the current talent on the roster, but if you're going to stop the run, I've always been a big fan of the 4-3 and not the 3-4. Do they have an anchor there in New Orleans to actually be effective, an effective run stopper in a 3-4 defense?
I think you're going to see them pick up some free agents in the offseason. With the big contracts that went to Drew Brees and some of the other players, they don't have a whole lot of money under the cap. But, yeah, they have some run blockers, but I think you'll see some guys coming in. Mostly what chewed the Saints up, yes, they give up a lot of yards this year defensively, but I think that's because the players that were there, the personnel that was there, really couldn't adapt to the schemes that Spagnuolo was putting in. And the Saints have had problems notoriously with getting pressure on the quarterback. So I think you'll see in the 3-4, they're going to be sending ends and linebackers around to try and force the issue. If you look at who they play, they play every year. They're playing some of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I think they need to get some pressure, take the pressure off the secondary, and then let the linebackers and such do their job up the middle. I know they gave up a lot of yards this year, but that's really because of the schemes, I believe, that Spagnuolo was putting in. 3-4 is kind of the new trend. See how it works. They'll swap in and out of it. Remember, they went to the Super Bowl when they blitzed on almost every down. So I think, for them, the key to their success, they're a passing offense and a high-powered offense. They can outscore you. So they just have to take the deep bombs and the big play potential away from other teams.
Yeah, I want to ask you about New Orleans and how the city is gearing up for the Super Bowl. We're hearing there may be some tickets available, but we don't know if that's legit or not, obviously. It would cost you a lot.
I will say this. Every Super Bowl I've ever been to, there are some tickets available. I don't think, one of the downsides if you're in a city where the Super Bowl comes often is it's expensive to get into that city that weekend because so many airline tickets and everything were taken up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 49ers have been to the Super Bowl a number of times, so it isn't like when New Orleans went to Miami and it was, this is our first time. You've got the Ravens who have been before, and you've got the 49ers who have been before, so there isn't a crushing, overwhelming need for them. The other problem, and this is, I love New Orleans as my home, the mm-hmm. airport is rather limited. If you go online right now, if you go to whatever website you want to where you buy your airline tickets, there simply aren't enough flights into the city. So you have to fly into Houston or you have to fly into Gulfport, Mississippi or something and try and get in. I had a friend that I had found tickets for who's a big 49ers fan. And to get off work and get in and everything, it just couldn't. And I'll also say, and this is not New Orleans, this has been going on for years, it becomes so expensive to go to the Super Bowl. By the time you buy airline tickets and say you spend $1,000 on airline tickets, face value of tickets this year are $850 for the cheapest seats in the house are $850.
Wow, yeah.
Most seats are $950 and they go up to $1,250. And most of those are already gone. Mm-hmm. So if you go on StubHub or something to get your ticket, if you're not one fortunate enough to get yours through an NFL franchise for face value, you know, right now they're going for like, you know, over $2,000.
Yeah.
So you're already over $3,000 into the game before you get a hotel room. And right now hotel rooms in New Orleans are going for about $500 a night if
wow.
you can find one.
All right, Alan, you want to make
the league, go ahead.
You want to make a prediction on the game?
San Francisco by 10.
All right, Alan Donis, he is the president of National Lampoon and the author of Patron Saints, How the Saints Gave New Orleans a Reason to Believe. Really appreciate you being here on America's Radio News.
Anytime. Love you guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.